And Sue Sheeneman is with us with the OSF St. Francis Hospital Auxiliary, and good afternoon.
Hi, Jack.
How's it going?
Well, it's busy time of year, but here I am.
Here you are. Well, we talk at this time of year always about two things at the hospital. That's a kind of tradition, the Lights of Love campaign and the life rides. But let's do Lights of Love right now, and those Christmas trees look great along the highway.
That's right. This is an annual campaign sponsored by the Hospital Auxiliary, which has been around since 1955. And we think for most of those years, those trees have been lit along the highway as a Lights of Love campaign.
So tell me about the campaign then. It is a fundraiser for the Auxiliary.
It is. Each light costs $5, but more importantly, it's a tradition to remember loved ones or honor a special person in your life. And we even have a tree for a family pet. So we encourage people to think of those trees that look so beautiful at this time of the year.
Tell me some of the work that the Auxiliary does with its funds, which go right back into the hospital.
Well, we're a very busy group. Our major fundraiser is a year-long, I don't want to call it a campaign. It's our gift shop. And we encourage people to stop in and visit us. We try to stock it with some really nice things. But more importantly, any money that we raise goes back into the hospital. Most recently, we have purchased new benches for the Serenity Garden, and we have also purchased respiratory therapy equipment.
Okay. So tell me about the Lights of Love, how it works, how people can get involved.
They can get involved or purchase a light for someone. You can stop at the hospital near the front desk. We have envelopes, or we have more in the gift shop. And we've been running ads in the daily press where there's a cutout slip there that you can just cut out and mail it into us. All the instructions are there. And we've even got a QR code. So if you want to go online, there is a way for you to purchase your lights there as well.
And how long does this go on for?
The campaign ends on December 31st. So after that time, I will be going through our Lights of Love box, checking the mailroom for all the envelopes, and making sure that we have got everybody included for this year's campaign. Then in mid-January, we will produce a printed list of all the honorees, of everyone who's had a light or lights purchased for them, and that will be available to people. They can probably pick one up at the hospital, or they can view it online. It'll also be in the daily press.
Sue Sheeneman with the OSF Auxiliary, thanks for doing this, and Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you.
Okay.